the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you the keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. If this is your first time here, welcome to the show. I'm glad you found the podcast. I want to share some positivity with you. We're back to that old music today for this show because I didn't find anything different. That was by Robert Schultz from Schultz Music Publications. Also, my book is now available on Amazon. Search for The Positive Perspective or Nat Baruch, whatever you want. You'll find it on Amazon and all the links all over all my social media. Well, there's only a couple days left to get your 10% discount off the merchandise at the store. Go to BePositivePodcast.com. Click on the merch tab. When you go to checkout, use the code THEBOOK. You'll get 10% off the merchandise. 2 more days and that's it. If you've got something you want to talk about, you want to send me some pictures of you with your new book, The Positive Perspective, I love seeing you guys with the book. Send it to 304-506-3332. It's awesome. I love when you guys do that. Makes me feel special. It's awesome. Hey, I'm working on a new sponsor. I'm not going to mention their name again because they haven't gotten back to me, so I'm going to wait until they get back to me. But it's a pretty cool sponsor. I'm hoping that this all pans out. If you've got something else you want me to talk about, or because this show revolves around you and your stories, that we all help each other, go to BePositivePodcast.com/your story. Tell me all about it. I'll give you a shout out. Just like Graydon, listening on podcasts for Android. That's a new one. I've never heard anybody listen on podcasts for Android. That's awesome, Graydon. Thanks for pointing that out and showing me that I'm in yet one other place. That's pretty awesome. All right, we're at the point of the thought for the day. The thought for the day. What's it going to be? What's it going to be? I'm going to read you a quick little anecdote here that somebody posted that I thought was really great. And this is going to be the thought for the day. A wise man once faced a group of people who were complaining about the same issues over and over again. So one day, instead of listening to the complaints, he told them a joke and everyone cracked up laughing. Then the man repeated the joke. A few people smiled. Finally, the man repeated the joke a third time, but no one reacted. The man smiled and said, "You won't laugh at the same joke more than once. So what are you getting from continuing to complain about the same problem over and over again?" Think about that. You're not going to get anywhere if you keep complaining about the same stuff and you don't do anything to fix it. So take action and make a change. You got to do it. That's a pretty long thought for the day, but that's it. That's a thought for the day. All right, today's show. What is today's show? Today's show is called Should I Accept Myself the Way I Am? And it comes from an email from somebody who listened to the show. I think it's from Graydon, actually. And he goes on, he's a new listener, love the show. My therapist recommended it. Wow, really? It says, "I often feel conflicted about accepting myself versus improving myself. If I notice something that makes me feel unhappy, should I simply avoid that because I know it's a problem, or try to become more comfortable with that thing?" Well, I'm going to stop right there. There's more to go on. But if there's something that makes you feel unhappy, you should absolutely confront it and accept it so it doesn't continue to make you feel unhappy, and accept it for what it is. And that will help you become more comfortable, because if you avoid it, it's going to come up again and it's just going to get worse. If you avoid it, the feelings get bottled up and you know how that goes. All right. The second part goes, for example, I like working with people, but don't like leadership. At work, I was pushed into a leadership role and it has been very unfulfilling. Should I try to learn to be happy there anyway, or accept that leadership isn't for me and try to change the situation? Should I try to improve myself or accept my limitations and change my situation instead? Well, this, for a short email, has a lot in it. So there's a lot to go off of. So let's start off with, you don't like being a leader, which is fine. That's fine. You don't want to be a leadership. You don't want to be a boss. You don't want to be a manager. So don't do that if that's not what you like. I would not ever recommend just going along with the plan just because someone else says you have to do it. If it's not something you want to do and you say it's very unfulfilling, then you got to make a change. You can't do that. Because if you continue to do that, you're just going to continue to be unhappy. And no matter how hard you try to be happy, you're not going to be because you're forced into this situation that you don't want. You don't want to boss people around. You don't want to be a leader at your job. So when you ask, should I try to improve myself? Well, the answer to that is always try to improve yourself or accept my limitations and change my situation instead. That is the easy way out. Accepting that certain limitations, like you can't fly, I'll never be a quarterback in the NFL. Those are certain kind of limitations that you can accept. But not accepting a leadership role, you have to dig down deep and ask yourself, why do you not want to excel? Why are you willing to settle? Because if you're just settling and content with where you are and not willing to better your life, that's not the right words, to actually change or move further up the totem pole, if that doesn't mean much to you and you don't want to do that, that is 100% fine. So this is a very personal decision. If you don't want to be a leader and be in charge at your job, and you don't feel like you want to improve yourself, and I think that was a generic statement that you said, because I'm sure in other areas of your life you'll improve yourself, but accept your limitations and change your situation. Well, if you're at a job and it's unfulfilling and you're not happy and you don't like it because they forced you into a leadership role, the first thing I would do is I would try my hardest to be a good leader. Because if you look at it like, I don't want to do this, I can't handle it, I don't know why they put this on me, then you're going to get that. Remember, what you think about, you bring about. Your thoughts become things. So if you don't want to be a leader and you say it's unfulfilling, then it's going to be just that. Now, for me, when someone puts something on me that I don't want to do, and if it's a job situation like that and I don't want to do it, at first, sure, I'm like everyone else. I'm like, this sucks. I hate it. I don't want to do it. Who do they think they are making me do this? It's not the job I wanted. And then I don't know how long it takes for me. Sometimes it's minutes. Sometimes it's days. At my current job, it took about a year. But I say, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to do the best I can because I like the job itself. And I want to make, it's a challenge. I look at it as a challenge. Like, okay, here's something that's been put on you that you don't want to do, that you're not happy with, that's not your choice. You have two options. You can run away from it and go back to what's comfortable, or you can dip that foot into the river of change and take a chance and try to be the best you can at it. Why don't you want to be a good leader? Why don't you want to be in a leadership role? Why don't you want to be in charge? Ask yourself that. I think it might stem back to a lack of self-confidence and a lack of just not wanting the pressure and the responsibility of being in charge. Because when you're in charge of people at work, it's a big responsibility. They do something wrong, it comes back on you. If things go well, then they go well for the company. So when you're in charge, it's kind of a thankless situation in most jobs. But if you look at it internally and you start focusing on it internally and say, okay, they put me in this leadership role. This is my job. I could run away and start over and make excuses and, you know, and possibly come into the same situation again. Or I can take the bull by the horns and be a good leader. Now ask yourself this, okay? Here's the other side of it. Why did they make you a leader? Why are you in charge? Why did someone, your superior, want you to be a leader? They obviously see something in you that you're not seeing in yourself. Think about that for a second. I don't know how many people you work with, but they chose you to be the leader of certain people. Why? When clearly you don't want to be, they still made you a leader. Think about that. Take it as a challenge. Take it on, and I would say, don't run away from it. Don't run away from it. Face it, embrace it, and just, you know, own it, and do the best you can. And, you know, it's not that hard to be a leader. Just make the decisions. Just act the way you would want someone to act with you. Be a manager or a boss like you would like to work for, and you work with your employees, They don't work for you, and you'll be a good leader. And don't ask anybody underneath you to do anything that you wouldn't do yourself. That's my tip as a boss. All right. So that's it. I hope it helps. Graydon, thanks for writing into the show. I appreciate it. Remember, the book is available on Amazon, The Positive Perspective. Pick it up today. Make sure you leave a review because those reviews help my placement. All right, that's it. Text line 304-506-3332. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.